RadioArchives.com presents The Phantom Detective Magazine from Spring 1950. The Happy Land Murders. The 157th Adventure of the Phantom Detective. Nemesis of Crime by Robert Wallace. Read by Milton Bagby. Desperate for a purpose in life, millionaire playboy Richard Curtis Van Loan dedicates himself to a one-man campaign to rid the nation of organized crime and big-time racketeers. Reborn from the ashes of war, Van Loan returns to find his home in the stranglehold of gangsters and murderers. Donning a domino mask and teaching himself deduction and the art of disguise, he takes on crime single-handedly as the mysterious Phantom Detective. His true identity known only by one person, Van Loan swings his way into mystery. A specially made platinum badge shaped like a domino mask, his business card. This master of disguise, deduction, and psychology delivers his own unique brand of law and order to the underworld as the Phantom Detective. And now, the Phantom Detective's pulse-pounding mystery adventure, The Happy Land Murders. Chapter 1. Dry Dive. The clown's head had an enormous mouth done in red neon lights. It was the entrance to Seaview's recreation park, called Happy Land, where a super Coney Island was in full operation. Inland a bit was Seaview, the oceanfront city with its exclusive hotels, fashionable shops, nightclubs, private beach clubs. Also, there were its slums, dirty and dismal alleys, sweaty laundries, redolent fish markets, and dives that posed as cafes, smoke shops, and pool rooms. Seaview was a city of contrasts. Unlike most shore resort areas, it was almost as busy in winter as in summer, for it wasn't far from New York City, and Seaview had a staff of highly paid and very talented press agents who knew how to make people think it was pleasant on the oceanfront in the dead of winter. Happy Land was an integral part of this resort town. It fostered the abandonment of restraint. In Happy Land, it was New Year's Eve, from Decoration Day to Labor Day. The man who went through the clown's laughing mouth wore a rather sharp suit, a tilt-brim hat, loud tie, and almost yellow shoes. His natural manner was furtive, but now it was the slink of a wolf maneuvering through a pack of hounds. His lips were drawn down, nerves in his cheeks twitched, and there was the fear of death in his eyes. His name was Russ Burton, and in a very short time it was going to be chiseled onto a granite headstone. He entered a lush cafe. Even the ice cream and hot dog booths were lush in Happy Land. The cafes were on a par with the best anywhere. He walked rapidly to the long bar, ordered a double bourbon in a shaky voice. He put the drink down with two flips of the wrist, swallowed some water, and shoved the glass across the bar for a refill. Russ Burton drained the last drop from his glass, walked over to a row of phone booths, and got into one of them. Through the glass door he saw a tall man with a rather dark complexion and black hair saunter his way. Burton thought he'd seen that man before, but he wasn't certain. He dialed, and a voice he recognized came on the wire. "This is Russ Burton," he said. "Listen, I want a chance to explain. I didn't say those things. The reporter made them up. Yeah, I had too much to drink, but I wasn't that drunk. I knew what I was saying. If you give me 5 minutes, I'll prove he got nothing out of me." Burton listened for a moment, then he said, "Sure, I'll meet you. I'm in the Blue Parrot right now. In 20 minutes, near the high dip, the unloading platform? Of course I'll be there. I want a chance to put myself in right again." Burton hung up and looked rather pleased with himself. He went back to the bar and had another bourbon, mixing this one with soda, so it would take longer to drink. He had about 15 minutes to kill. The dark-haired man was at the other end.